about to embark upon a new sugya. So the truth is, it's a little bit more of a chometz sugya than some of the other things we've been talking about, and it's actually going to bring back some things that we have been talking about in the past. So the sugya is going to go back to some of the klal that we spoke about in the past about the mitzvah of tashbisu, and focusing specifically on the zman ha-mitzvah. So we're not going to read the entire first demar makom. It's basically a whole over there for Gemara. But really what comes out from the entire sugya is as follows, is that the zman of tashbisu is very specific in the sense of that the Torah, just whoever's, can just mute themselves, just some noise in the back. So the zman of tashbisu is very specific. It obviously applies to Erev Pesach. I shouldn't really say obvious. It took the Gemara quite some time to prove that. But after all the dust settles, Yom HaRishon does not mean Pesach itself for a variety of reasons. So it refers to Erev Pesach. And it doesn't even refer to the entire day of Erev Pesach. It refers to Chatzos. And that's what the Tosha Rapa explains to us, what the phrase Ach means. Ach is a Lashon Chilek, to split in half. And therefore, Chatzos, Hayom, and Erev Pesach is definitely the critical moment for the mitzvah of Tashbisu. However, what is far from clear is, what does that mean? Chatzos is the critical moment. Does that mean that the mitzvah is specifically before Chatzos, and you're supposed to be done by Chatzos? Does the mitzvah mean you're supposed to start immediately after Chatzos? Does the mitzvah mean almost a combination of both? So there's a lot to discuss within the parameters of what's Pashut, Erev Pesach, Chatzos, but again, not so Pashut at all, what practically that means. So much of this discussion of when Tashbisu applies is a throwback to what we spoke about already so many times this year as to what Tashbisu is. Because if you remember back to the days of Da'arav, not that long ago, we're barely on the Hamad Aleph, but there's been a lot of things in the middle. But back to Da'arav and days, so there was a major machlekes, and we showed them just what Tashbisu is. Basically boiled down three machlekes, Rashi and the Rambam against Tosfos. So both Rashi and the Rambam were of the opinion that Tashbisu and Bittul are synonymous with one another. The way to fulfill Tashbisu is dafka to be mevatel one's chametz. That's what the Targum Unkla said, Tashbisu, the Targum translate the word Tashbisu to mean Tevatlon. And according to that view, that Bittul and Tashbisu are synonymous, that it is obvious that the mitzvah of Tashbisu must be before Chatzos, for a very simple reason. The Gemara says later on in Pesachim that after Chatzos, you can't do Bittul even if you would have wanted to. Bittul doesn't work once the chametz is osiva, no, once the chametz is out of your rishus, which again happens to, for some reason, El Chatzos. Just again, if just whoever just isn't muted, just there's a lot of background noise. So those Rishonim who maintain that Bittul and Tashbisu are synonymous with one another, then it is obvious that Tashbisu must precede Chatzos for the simple reason that Bittul can't take place after Chatzos. But according to the other Rishonim, Tosfos, that Bittul is not Tashbisu. Bittul exists as a way of circumventing by Ravi Motzei. It invokes the mechanism of Hefker. But in terms of the mitzvah of Tashbisu, so according to Tosfos, the mitzvah of Tashbisu is an action. Whether the action is burning or other destruction, it's an action. Then that action can very much take place after Chatzos. And in fact, that issue is a Tosfos. Tosfos says that explicitly. And actually, one of the reasons why Tosfos rejects Rashi is for this very reason. Tosfos writes, since we all know that Tashbisu must be after Chatzos, it is impossible for it to be Bittul. So clearly we have Machlokes and Rishonim about our very first question. So we know that Chatzos is critical, but we're not sure which side of the divide we're on in terms of Chatzos. According to Rashi and the Rambam, Tashbisu was definitely before Chatzos. According to Tosfos, Tashbisu was definitely after Chatzos. So the Birchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Tes, we quoted this very, very quickly in one of the previous sugyas. Let's go back to this for a moment. Birchas Chinuch Mitzvah Tes has a big breakthrough in the Zman of the Mitzvah of Tashbisu by claiming that the Machlekes Rashi and Tosfos as to when Tashbisu is and what Tashbisu is really much deeper than that. It goes much more fundamental than that. Birchas Chinuch claims that there are two different ways of understanding what the essence of the Mitzvah of Tashbisu is. And he gives you two different kinds of mishalim. There are many mitzvahs essay, perhaps most mitzvahs essay, that require some kind of a maisa. Now here maisa can be dibur, I'm not being so particular about how I'm defining maisa here. Was it a marshal? It's a mitzvah putting on tzitzis, and a mitzvah putting on tefillin, and hearing the shofar, and eating matzah, and shaking lulav. Those are all mitzvahs, ayde maisa. Then there are other mitzvahs that one performs, derech sheva al tasa. There are mitzvahs essay, they're not a lav, they may be lav also, but they're mitzvahs essay, but they're fulfilled davka by not acting, by being in the passive state. That is the mitzvah Torah. So some of those examples are refraining from halacha on Shabbos, refraining from halacha on Yontif, not eating on Yom Kippur. All those three things I just mentioned have to also be lavim. Don't get me wrong, they're also losas kablocha, they also come or nefeshalos una, they're lavim also. But in addition to lavim, they're also mitzvahs essay. But the fulfillment of those mitzvahs essay is done by not doing something, by not eating, by not doing malach, etc. That's what fulfills the mitzvah. So the Bechas Chinuch is not sure what the nature of the mitzvah of tashbisu is. Does tashbisu fall into the category of tefillin, tzitzis, shofar, lulav, matzah, where you have to do something? The doing something may be an action, maybe a bittul, maybe a dibur. I don't know what the doing is yet. What do I say? I have it all wrong? That there is no mitzvah maisis. There is no kumvasei of tashbisu. Tashbisu is simply a sheva al ta'asif. So the Bechas Chinuch claims that everybody agrees that the moment of truth is Chatzos. That's what the Zman HaMitzvah is. The Zman HaMitzvah begins at Chatzos. There's no mitzvah before Chatzos. So why does Rashi and the Rambam, what do Rashi and the Rambam hold that you could do bittul before Chatzos and call it a day? So the answer is, says the Bechas Chinuch, the Rashi and the Rambam's opinion is that Tashbisu and Chatzos is not a Maisa Mitzvah. Tashbisu and Chatzos means when Chatzos rolls around, the Chametz has to be Mushbas. You have to be in the state of not owning chametz when the clock strikes 12, figuratively on Erev Pesach. You don't have to do anything. How do you avoid owning chametz? Very simple. Either you get rid of it, or you mevatel it, or, says the Bechas Chinuch, you never had it in the first place. If you were gluten-free, you didn't eat chametz the entire year, so now comes Erev Pesach and Chatzos, you get the same credit as the guy who's making a bonfire and burning 100 challah rolls. It's the same mitzvah. Because according to Rashi and the Rambam, the mitzvah is not kubasei. The mitzvah is sheva tasa. There's no difference in terms of kiyum mitzvah between the fellow on Shabbos who's standing there and looking at that candle, looking at his car keys. He's looking at that bonus, so se bakla patajer, and the fellow who's sleeping. The guy who's sleeping is also yetzir mitzvah. The guy who's sleeping, whether that's the greatest fulfillment in terms of hashkofa and machshava, Shabbos Lashem, so that we can philosophize, have a sermon about the Shabbos morning. But in terms of the absolute pure mitzvah, so he shevis with malacha. He lemais, he didn't do malacha. Whether he does malacha the other 6 days of the week is irrelevant, he was shevis with malacha. So the Bechas Chinuch says, the fellow who got rid of his chametz before chatzos, the only way to defend and say that he was yetzir the mitzvah, it doesn't mean that the Zman HaMitzvah was Erev Pesach. The Zman HaMitzvah is not 3 hours before Chatzos. The Zman HaMitzvah is Chatzos. The only reason why Rashi and the Rambam let you fulfill the mitzvah in that manner of removal before Chatzos is because the whole nature of the mitzvah is that the Chametz should be Mushbas. Whereas the Balei HaTosfos who say before Chatzos is meaningless, that's like eating matzah before Pesach. It's like shaking a lulav before Sukkot, hearing the shofar before Rosh Hashanah. It's not yet Higiyah Zman HaMitzvah, so that's obviously worthless. So at the end of the day, there is definitely a machlekes rishonim what tashbisu is. That machlekes definitely spilled over as to when tashbisu is, and that machlekes may also spill over as to what the essence of tashbisu is all about. But this is just to interrupt. These are things that we spoke about already in the past. This is really just set the stage for the beginning of our sugya now. So I want to know within the world of Rashi and the Rambam that the mitzvah is before Chatzos, whether Minchas Chinuch style, other approaches, Tachlis. If you call up Rashi and Ram and ask them, Rabbanim Chashuvim, what should I do? So they both tell you, you better get moving before Chatzos. Get your bittul done before Chatzos. There's no question, something is happening before Chatzos. Whether it's a real mitzvah, whether it's creating a Sheva Tasa, up for discussion, but something's happening before Chatzos. I want to know, if I would ask Rashi and Ram that same question after Chatzos, is it too late for the mitzvah of tashbisu? If I realize that I have chametz at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, not at 11 o'clock in the morning, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, after Ach B'yom HaRishon, is that still subject to the mitzvah of tashbisu? Now, don't get me wrong. Don't think if the answer to that question is no, so then I'm good to go. I can hold on to my chametz. No. You have Bal Yerov Emotze staring you in the face. So, of course, you're going to get rid of your chametz. I remember we've said many times that there's Bal Yeroya, there's Bal Yemotze, and then there's the positive mitzvah of tashbisu. So today's sugi is not by Rabbi Motze. Today's sugi is the positive mitzvah of tashbisu, whatever shape or form it takes. when we say, according to Rashi and the Rambam, that the mitzvah is before Chatzos, does that mean it's over Chatzos? And any other kind of removal of chametz post-chatzos would be not the fulfillment of this mitzvah, bechlal. It would still have to be done because of our Rabbi Motzei, but it wouldn't be a mitzvah. Or maybe I say no. Maybe I say the mitzvah begins before and continues even post-chatzos. So what is the answer to that question within the world view of Rashi and the Rambam? So there are a few indications from the Rambam. We can take a look at the Marmikomos. It's the second of the Marmikomos on the next page. So let's just see how the Rambam formulates the mitzvah of Teshbisu, what we think about the mashmos of the Rambam is. So for Bezalach Aleph, mitzvahs esi bin HaTorah, v'hashpis ha'chobetz, kodim zman Yisrach Hilosan. The positive mitzvah of the Torah is to be mashpis chobetz. We don't yet know what hashpos is. V'hashpis ha'chobetz, kodim zman Yisrach Hilosan. Shinemar, this week's parasha, b'yom ha'rishon Teshbisu som v'pateichem, we have a tradition that Sherishon Zeu Arba Asar, that the day Yom Rishon in the Chumash is referring to the 14th, and then even though the Gemara quotes a whole series of different sources for this idea, the Rambam just picks up on one of them. The Rambam says a proof positive that the Torah must be referring to Erev Pesach, because we know from Pesukim in other places, in Pash Kesis, Pash Mishpatim, that you're not allowed to shech the Korban Pesach with chametz around. Everybody knows that the time to shech the Korban Pesach is the 14th after Chatzos. Those who are learning Daf Yom, we didn't figure that out yet, so we're a little bit behind. That's the whole first two Dafim in the fifth Berach of Pesachim. So since the Zman Shechidis HaPesach is Echa Chatzos, and the Torah says you're not allowed to own chametz, it's self-explanatory that obviously a Jew is not walking around with chametz in his house the whole afternoon. How is he shechted to come on Pesach? The Torah says Yom HaRishon. So proof positive Yom HaRishon means literally Erev Pesach. So again, this is one of four or five different sources that Yom HaRishon means Erev Pesach. The Rambam picked this one, probably the simplest, easiest one of all. So when the Rambam introduced the mitzvah of Teshbisu, the Rambam began by saying the words L'hashmas chametz kodem zman Yisrach Hilosai. Before, the word kodem translates to mean before. When the Rambam introduces a mitzvah, he really tries to get for you, to encapsulate for you the essence of the mitzvah. He tries to explain to you very, very quickly, very concisely, what the mitzvah is, when the mitzvah is. That all goes into the definition of the mitzvah. So in Halacha Aleph, when the Rambam is starting off by telling you when the mitzvah is, the Rambam says, kodem zman Yisrach Hilosai. If the Rambam's opinion was that there's a mitzvah of Tashbisu ongoing, so the Rambam should have said something like, mitzvah zeseh l'hashpes ha'chometz, kodos banas yisras yirasa v'im lo asakein, adayin ha'mitzvah nimsheches. I mean, I don't think that's the lush of the Rambam, but something along those lines. Ha'mitzvah kayemes achfilo harechetzais. The Rambam is very, very clear. Mitzvah zeseh l'hashpes ha'chometz, kodos banas yisrach yirasai. So the simple reading of Perek Beis Lach Aleph is that the mitzvah only applies kodem zman Yisro. There is a second statement of the Rambam in the very next halacha that also seems to bear this out. Umahi hashbasa zuha mor b'Torah. What is hashbasa? The Rambam is taking a stand in the Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. What is hashbasa? Shevata l'chametz belibo. So the Rambam is very, very long. The Rambam says you have to be vata l'chametz belev. V'yach shevaso ke'ofar. And you have to think that it's like dust. V'yasim belibo she'em b'shus l'chametz klal. And you have to put into your heart that you don't have any chametz. And any chametz that you do have in your rishus is like dust. Something that doesn't have any need, any meaning whatsoever. I do not know the answer as to why the Rambam felt necessary to say, but it almost appears to be the same thing five different times. The Rambam is very, very long, very, very elaborate as to what the chametz is. And you have to really, really know the Lashon of Rambam well to appreciate. I cannot say that I understand that I appreciate why the Rambam felt like he's almost saying the same thing, literally in five different ways. It's like Afar and Ebo Tzara Klal and Yaksha Balibo. It sounds just redundant, but again, the Rambam did not waste words. I'm not sure what the answer to that question is. But one thing is very, very clear. The Rambam holds that Bitul Chometz is Tashbisu. That's not up for discussion. The Rambam says, "Ei Mayash Basu Abu Vatera, Shivat Chometz Balibo." Now, if the Rambam is telling you that this is Hashbosot Chom, this is the word Tashbisu, this is the Taich, this is the translation of the word Tashbisu, it would seem clear from the Rambam that if for whatever reason Bittul cannot be done, So then obviously Tashbisu cannot apply. Since we all know, and the Rambam himself quotes the Gemara later on in Daf Vav Amud Beis, that after Chatzels the game is over in terms of Bittul, because you can't be Mevata what you don't own, for whatever reason, hopefully we'll get to that later on Daf Vav, but you can't be Mevata Chabetz after Zman Isuro. And the Rambam holds that Bittul is Tashbisu, and he says it five different times. So then how could we even dream of, according to the Rambam, Bittul Chametz continue, I'm sorry, Tashbisu continue after Chatzels? So if the Rambam would have given some kind of a parva answer and saying, my Hashpasa Mor B'Torah, you want to know what Hashpasa is? Hashpasa is Bein Mevatla, Bein Mevaro, Bein Sarfo. If the Rambam would have given you like multiple options for how to do Tashbisu, so then one could have argued that pre-Chatzos, you can go down the route of Bittul, and post-Chatzos, you can't do Bittul because it's Tashbisu, so you can at least do other methods, other ways of fulfilling Tashbisu. But the Rambam is so clear in Halacha Beis, Mayash Basim Ubatayra, this is it. It's all there is right no more. There is no other fulfillment of Tashbisu, no other Kavanah Satayra of Tashbisu. And we know for a fact that you're in checkmate because you can't do Tashbisu, because you can't do Bittul after Chatzos. How could we think, according to the Rambam, that the mitzvah continues after Chatzos? So we have already two indications from the Rambam to that effect. We have the Lashon Rambam in Halacha Aleph, Perek Beis Halacha Aleph, where the Rambam writes explicitly, Kedem Zman Isuro. And then we have a second indication from the Rambam, from the mere fact that the Rambam is defining that Bittul and Tashbisu are literally Chaynu Hach. There is no other Tashbisu out there, according to the Rambam. So how could we speak about Tashbisu continuing after Chatzos? There is a third comment of the Rambam that would also seem to bear this out. That's a very, very famous Rambam. We've mentioned this a little bit in passing. That's the third of the Marmikomos. So the Rambam, in Perek Aleph Halacha Gimel, writes, "Eino loike b'shum le'irov le'imotzei, ela im kein kana chametz b'pesach, o chimtzo, k'di sh'yaseh b'maisa." The Rambam says that if a person violates by Rav Imotzei, though they're too lavim, well, it's not so simple, not so fast, that the fellow's going to get malchus. Why should he not get malchus? So the Rambam says, well, wait a second, when you violate by Rav Imotzei, it's shalol al yedei maisa. You're not doing anything. I have my store, all the chametz that I bought last month, it's sitting in the store, Er Pesach comes and goes, I don't do anything about it. The whole week of Pesach comes, and I violated by Rav Imotzei for an entire week, but I didn't do anything, I didn't do an action. So there happens to be a rule in Maseches Makos, we paskin, that in a leike, a lav she'en ben maise. The only time you receive malchus is if you did an action itself. So therefore the Rambam says that you cannot possibly be loke for by Rav Imotzei unless you chose to do it aide maise. That's not so simple, but the Rambam actually gives you two ways. He's not recommending you to do either one of those two ways. He's just telling you that if you chose to violate by Rav Imotzei aide maise, then you will be chayav malchus. What are the two ways? One is kana chametz b'pesach. You bought chametz. I literally go to the store and buy a loaf of bread. Or chimtzai, or I make dough. I take flour, water, make it into a pizza. So I did kedesh yaseh b'maise. So I did a maise. So the Rambam happens to have a unique shita, which is not everyone necessarily agrees to. The Rambam holds that when we're dealing with lav she'en b'maise, we don't define it as a general terms. Namely, is this a lav that generally speaking is or is not violated with a maise? The Rambam seems to say that you take it case by case. For Reuven chose to violate by Rav Imotzei through a maise, he gets malchus. Shimon did it without a maise, he doesn't get malchus. So you have to go case by case, scenario by scenario, and see, was there actually a maise here or not? So it's not that by Rav Imotzei are per se mufkoim from malchus. It's not that by Rav Imotzei are excluded from malchus, because by Rav Imotzei is 99% of the time without a maise. No. Sometimes yeah, and sometimes no. So it is clear from the Rambam that there is no other reason to exempt you from malchus. The only reason that Rambam could come up with to exempt this person from malchus is lack of a maisa, and therefore the Rambam was more than comfortable telling us that if and when you chose to do with a maisa, you will be chay malchus. What other reason is lurking in the background? What other reason would we have even dreamt of is a poter for malchus? So there happens to be a Shitas HaTosfos that appears in a few places in Pesach, and we've mentioned this in passing. The Tosfos holds there's never, ever, ever malchus for Bar Rav Imotzei. Never, ever. Even if you made your own pizza, even if you bought your own chametz. You know why, says Tosfos? Because Bar Rav Imotzei falls short because of a different reason called Alav Hanitak La'asei. The Gemara in Malchus tells us that whenever the Torah says, don't do this, and then in the same breath the Torah says, but by the way, if you did it, so here's how you fix it up, there's no malchus. Let's say, for example, lo sigzel, you're not allowed to steal. But the Torah says, v'heishur sigzel shegozel, that if you stole, then you have to return what you stole. So that's called a lava nitikliase. So the Gemara says, no malchus. Why is it no malchus? For that's a machlekes. And the Rishonim, why exactly? How Chazal figured that out? But that's a Gemara Maseches Malchus. So comes Tosfos and says, Ba'i Rav Matzah is a perfect example of a lava nitikliase. What's the nitikliase? To the asef tashbisu. The Torah says, if you own chobetz, so then you better get rid of it. You better, don't just sit around and own the chobetz. Go burn it, go throw it out, go get rid of it. The same way, if you stole money from somebody, don't just sit around and hold on to it. Give it back. So Tosfos writes in a few places in Psachim that Ba'i Rav Matzah are a classic lava nitikliase. According to Tosfos, you would never get malchus. Impossible to get malchus for Ba'i Rav Matzah. But the Rambam doesn't say that. The Rambam says that it is possible to get malchus for Ba'i Rav Matzah. Not likely, not usual, not always, but if and when you chose to do it Ayde Maisa, you would be Chayav Malchus. But wait a second. You're Chayav Malchus for Ba'i Rav Matzah. What happened to Lava Ditikliase? Why isn't it an all-encompassing reason? The Rambam's reason of Lav Shem Mamaisa is very, very limited. It only applies to Reuven, doesn't apply to Shimon. It applies to the store owner, doesn't apply to the guy who's making pizza. It's case by case. If Tosfos is right, that by Rav Matzah is a Lav Ditikliase, that's much more encompassing. That's a potel gamri. So why didn't the Rambam buy into Tosfos' theory? So we've mentioned already in passing many, many different answers from the Gedolei Acharonim as to why the Rambam, quote-unquote, left out by Rav Matzah being a lava nitikliase. So the Chaschinich has a Shichul Torah and Rav Chaim Briska has a Shichul Torah. Everybody, all the Gedolei Acharonim in the last 200 years have been grappling with this Rambam. So Lechora, the simplest approach to the Rambam is to say that the question doesn't even get off the ground. Now, what do you mean by Rav Matzah nitikliase of Tashbisu? By the time by Rav Matzah starts, Tashbisu is long gone. If you hold like we said up until now, that mitzvah says the hashra sachametz kodem zman isura, and like the Rambam says, the tashbis was synonymous with bittul, and therefore it doesn't lend itself to after chatzos. So the mitzvah of tashbisu is over. That is history when chatzos rolls around. When does Ba'i Rav Matzah begin? So that is also machlekes Rishonim. It either begins at chatzos or it begins at night, but it doesn't really matter. By the time it starts, tashbis was long ended. If that's the case, that there's no overlap between by Rav Matzah and Tashbisu, so of course that's not a lava nitikliase. That's the easiest reason why the Rambam veered away from Shitas HaTosfos. Now, this would also be Tosfos Shitasam, because Tosfos held that the Tashbisu was Dafke after Chatzos. That was Tosfos' whole attack against Rashi and the Rambam, because the Balei HaTosfos on Daftal had held that Tashbisu was after Chatzos. That makes it a prime candidate for making by Rav Matzah a lava nitikliase. But going back to Shittas Rambam for a second, so we have three very, very, very convincing proofs from nuances in the Rambam that when the Rambam says the mitzvah of Tashbis was before Chatzos, that's all there is, there ain't no more. It does not continue after Chatzos. The Rambam said mitzvah zaseh kodem, sounds that way. The Rambam defines Tashbis was specifically bittul, which doesn't lend itself to after Chatzos, and that would explain away why the Rambam, Paragraf Halacha Gimel, holds that the only poter at best is Lav She'im B'maisa, but Lav Nitikliase is not a poter altogether. So I think it's pretty convincing from these three Rambams that the Rambam's view is Tashbisu begins before Chatzos and actually ends at Chatzos. After Chatzos, the Rambam is not telling you not to get rid of your chametz. You have Ba'i Rav Matzah sitting in front of you, but the mitzvah says if Tashbisu seems to have been long gone. So this seems to be the Pashas Advarm in the Rambam. This is actually a major, major machlekes Gedolei Acharonim within Shittas HaRambam, and much of it revolves around another Rambam. We'll take a quick look at the next Rambam, and hopefully B'shem tomorrow we'll begin to analyze what the next Rambam says. So the Rambam in the fourth of the Mer Mekomos. So the Rambam writes, "Kshebodik haChametz b'leili abosar b'yom abosar, o b'sach haRegel." If a person does B'dikas Chametz either when he should have in the night of the 14th, or for whatever reason he forgot at night, he does it in the daytime, or he totally missed the boat and he does it in the middle of Pesach, he's doing B'dikas Chametz. Mevarech kodesh she'yascha livdok, baruch l'ashem k'dishonim mitzvah yisitzvara al b'yir Chametz. So the Rambam says that you recite a bracha al b'yir Chametz, three different times. Either if you did Bidikas Chametz on the night like you should have, or on the day like you should have if you forgot, or if all else fails and you did it on Pesach, you also recite the Bracha of Abiyah Chametz. Then Ubodik Bechabes Chol Bechemesh Achisin Chametz Brani, you do a regular Bidika. Yimbatak Le'achar Regla and Mevarach. The Rambam holds, what if you forgot to do Bidikas Chametz after Pesach? So as Machalik is a Rishon, what do you do at that point? So the Rambam Shita is, you still have to do Bidikas Chametz to get rid of all the Chametz all over Pesachs. At that point, look, the Rambam, there's no bracha. So the Rambam said, bracha, yes, on Pesach itself, no bracha after Pesach. So the question is, what conclusion should we draw from that? Why should you or should you not be making a bracha? Which really pushes the question back. Why are you ever making a bracha when you do B'dikas Chametz? What mitzvah are you making a bracha on? It's a bracha, it's a mitzvah. Which mitzvah is it? So that's going to be a loaded, loaded question. So hopefully I'll mention tomorrow. We have to understand a little bit more about the bracha of B'dikas Chametz, which is really a sugya coming up down the line, a few sugyas down the line. But we have to extract a little bit from the sugya about the bracha on Abiyah Chametz. What mitzvah are you performing? And then to understand why, according to the Rambam, you sometimes do recite the bracha, sometimes you don't recite the bracha. What does this Rambam have to say that's going to impact in our shayla about when Tashbisu is or is not? Hopefully it's from tomorrow. We'll continue.